You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful that you're tuned our way, trusting that you'll stay with us, trusting that the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you today. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So life is found only in Jesus Christ. And I speak, of course, of spiritual life. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the love that brought Jesus into this world, who was willing to give his life so that we could have life. And we are thankful that we have the privilege of presenting his gospel on this broadcast today. Wherever our program is reaching, we're praying that the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Stormy waters all around me, waves are rough and rolling high.
Peaceful, and my heart breaks forth in song to the
They're true singers singing about stormy waters, but that wasn't all that they had in their song. It also spoke about the peace that we have in that rock, Christ Jesus. And our subject today is entitled, How to Have Peace of Mind. And we call your attention to our text, John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Thoughts on this lesson are in part based on a study done by Duke University and the Bible, of course. The Bible is the best mental health book on the face of this earth. When obeyed, it brings true mental health and happiness, the kind that passeth all understanding. Seek to eliminate suspicion and resentment is one way to have peace of mind. Yes, seek to eliminate suspicion and resentment. Suspicion has gotten many a person in trouble. King Saul, you know, suspicion that David was trying to take away his throne, and he ended up trying to kill David and ended up committing suicide himself. And there's been a lot of other situations where people suspicion things that was not true at all. Nursing a grudge is a major factor in unhappiness. A grudge is to envy and resent someone because of his possessions or his position or something like that. It feeds on suspicion. Yes, the two of them go together. Ill will, jealousy, envy, and hate. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest you be condemned. So we read in James chapter 5 and verse 9. And let me repeat that. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest you be condemned. So grudges can lead people to do things that are sinful and wrong and bring condemnation not upon the person they suspicion, but upon themselves. Instead of holding a grudge, cultivate love. Yes, instead of holding a grudge and being suspicious of someone, cultivate love. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 7. God is love. And you know, whenever you are saved and filled with the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit sheds abroad in your heart the love of God. And what a wonderful blessing that is. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Be thankful for the well-being of others. Don't be suspicious of them. Don't be jealous of them. Don't be envious of them. But be thankful for the blessings and the benefits that others receive. Do not live in the past is another way that we can have peace of mind. Now, I know there are things that happen in everyone's life that we would say is unpleasant and undesirable, but put it behind you. Don't harbor it. Don't let it build up. I know of a young man years ago who loaned a friend of his some money, and the friend didn't pay him back, and he began to allow feelings to come into his heart, and it became so strong that he actually became possessed by evil spirits. So do not live in the past. Do not harbor evil in your heart toward anyone who may have done you wrong. We all have to face things that are unpleasant and undesirable, I say. There are times whenever all of us feel like we have been mistreated. But what good is it going to do to allow bitterness and hatred or malice in our heart toward that individual? It won't hurt them, doubtless. It'll hurt us. So do not live in the past. Do not harbor the thoughts of the past. Put them behind you. Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And preoccupation with old mistakes and failures leads to depression. And yes, we all make mistakes. But preoccupation with old mistakes and failures of the past can and will lead to depression. So get rid of them. If God has forgiven you, forgive yourself. Sometimes people find that harder than to believe that God forgives them. But if God forgives you, forgive yourself. The Lord said He would remove our sins as far as the east is from the west, and He had wiped them out of His remembrance to remember them against us forever no more. So whenever the Lord wipes our sins out of His remembrance and He forgives us of them, then let us forgive ourselves. The woman caught in the very act of adultery, Jesus did not condemn her to die, but He did tell her, go and sin no more. So don't live in the past. And although you're sorry for some things you may have done in the past, don't harbor them and harbor them to the point where they lead to depression and discouragement. Do not waste time and energy fighting conditions you cannot change. Yes, let me repeat that. Do not waste time and energy fighting conditions you cannot change. I quote what someone prayed, and this is a quote, Lord, help me to change the things I can change, to accept the things I cannot change, and grant me the wisdom to know the difference. We must believe the Word of God. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. Now, Paul did not say that everything that happens is for the good. What he did say is that we know that God is able to make them work to our good. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. There's a lot of things that happen in this world that are not good, and there are things that should never happen, for that matter. But God is able to work it out in the life of a Christian, and He'll make good come out of it. As we look at the sufferings of the man Job, while he was going through that, suffering so greatly, and his supposed friends, and I never have understood why they called them friends, they were discouragers, and they were criticizers and fault finders. But anyway, in the end, Job came out with more than he had to begin with. So it all worked out for the good in the end. There are a lot of things that happened in the life of Job that in themselves was not for the good, but overall, God was able to make it work out for the good. And so we can have peace of mind by believing the Word of God and knowing that God is able to make all things work out for our good. Don't become a nag. Commend the good, and don't be a nagger and criticizer and a fault finder, but commend the good. You know, this is one thing that parents need to learn, and it's not always easy to learn it. We see where our children are doing things they shouldn't do, and we criticize them for it, and we talk to them about it. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't be talked to about doing something they shouldn't do, but whenever it comes to doing good, where's the commending? Where do you stop the criticizing and start commending them for what they are doing that is good? They need to be told the things that are good and commended for the things that are good just as well as the things that are not good. So don't become a nagger all the time, or any time for that matter, and commend the good. Make yourself stay involved with the living world. with the reality of it. You know, some people can imagine themselves into discouragement, and some people can imagine things about others that are not true at all. So make yourself stay involved in the living world that you're in now, not 20, 30, or 40 years ago. Don't withdraw and become recluse during times of emotional stress. You know, there's one thing I hear or read about sheep. One of them gets sick and they go off to themselves, and that's the worst thing they could do. And you know, Christians are compared to sheep, and sometimes Christians do that very same thing. They get discouraged, they're down, and the first thing you know, they start missing services and withdraw themselves from the saints of God, the very thing that they need, the services and the fellowship of the saints and the encouragement and the help of the saints. And yet they withdraw, and the first thing you know, if they aren't careful, they have lost out with God altogether. So don't become emotional stress and separate yourself and become a recluse because of something going contrary to what you would prefer or what you would desire. You may give Satan opportunity to put depressive thoughts in your mind if you do. Do not withdraw from the fellowship of the saints. You need them, I say. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. Do not indulge in self-pity when life hands you a difficult situation. Feeling sorry for yourself, pitying yourself, will get you nowhere in the direction that you need to go. It'll lead you in the wrong direction, and in the end, it might do you quite a bit of spiritual detriment and harm. So do not indulge in self-pity when life hands you a difficult situation. Yes, there will be stormy waters, but the grace of God is able to keep us and to keep us in the stormy waters. Remember how Jesus stepped out on the deck of the little ship there when the disciples were so frightened and so afraid. Jesus was back there sleeping. They went and woke him up and said, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" And he stepped out on the deck of that little ship and he said, "Peace, be still." And there was a great calm. Well, you know, he can step out on the deck of our ship whenever the stormy waters are all around us, and he can speak peace to our soul as well. Yes, have faith in God. Have faith in his promises. For the Lord said, "I'll not leave you nor forsake you. I'll not let you be tempted above that you're able to bear." Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. My brother Alan and I was on a trip years ago, and we were talking, and I mentioned about some trials that I was having or I had passed through. And he said, "You? Hey, I didn't know that you had that come." And you know, it's easy for us to think we're the only ones that's having this kind of a trial. But Peter said, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you." You're not the only one that passes through trials and tests. Every Christian has to pass through trials and tests. Peter has a solution for it. He said, "But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partaker of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy." Cultivate love, joy, compassion, and loyalty. Yes, the fruit of the Spirit can be worked on, and they can grow, and they can increase in our life. Live in the Spirit, be led by the Spirit, and resist evil. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And the Spirit of God will not lead you into anything but what He'll be able to lead you out of, even though it be a trial, even a fiery trial. Don't expect too much of yourself. Yes, I repeat that. Don't expect too much of yourself. Now, don't think that you're really it, and you're really way up there. I don't mean that at all, but don't down yourself. You are a person, and you're an important person, and you are valuable in God's sight. God doesn't have any children or people that He doesn't consider being valuable. He valued us so much that He gave His only begotten Son for us. So don't expect too much of yourself. Do your very best and realize and know when you have done your best, God is satisfied with it and pleased. And that doesn't mean that you can't grow and increase. Don't mean that at all. Yes, do your best. Be your best. But realize you are not above making mistakes. Being a faithful Christian is what is most important. Have something bigger and better than yourself to believe in. And we do have something bigger and better than ourselves to believe in, and that's the Almighty God. Believe in God, for He has promised never to leave us nor to forsake us. And God always keeps His promises. But remember this, God's promises are conditional. There are conditions that we must meet to have the fulfillment of God's promises. So being a faithful Christian is what is most important. And have something bigger and better than yourself to believe in. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. That's Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. To think more highly of yourself than you should is a way to get your feelings hurt and thus lose your peace. So do what the Scripture said. Don't think more highly of yourself. Now, Paul didn't say you couldn't think of yourself as being somebody and being important, but he said don't think more highly of yourself than you ought to think. To think more highly of yourself, I say, you should not. You're going to get your feelings hurt, and you're going to feel like people are not treating you like they should and so forth. Just realize who you are and what you are and be what God would have you to be. True peace of mind grows out of a contented heart that wholly trusts God. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. So we read in Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. The world cannot give the peace of Christ, but the Lord Jesus Christ can. Our text says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing these thoughts and these scriptures with our precious congregation today. We trust that the Holy Spirit has carried these thoughts to the hearts of our listeners, and good will be accomplished for your glory and for their good. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We do thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has been a blessing to you. And if so, why not let us know? Our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741 USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741 USA. Our email address, truth truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. They're on our webpage. And also, we have an archive of a number of our broadcasts if you have missed any. Or maybe there's one that you'd like to hear over. You may do so at any time. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. We also invite you to be with us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6, and our midweek service Wednesday evening at 7. And you are invited to be with us, a part of our congregation. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. Now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We do thank you for being with us on the broadcast today. We trust that it has been a blessing, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week at the same time when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest in and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.